Search and rescuers are shifting through destroyed buildings following a Russian missile strike over the weekend in Ukraine's central city of Dnipro. Authorities say at least five people were killed here, including a 14-year-old girl, adding to the many victims for a nation that is now in its third year of a devastating war. A Russian glide bomb reportedly also killed one person and injured three on Saturday in Kostiantynivka, near the front lines in the Donetsk region. Elsewhere, officials said Russian shelling killed two people in a small town west of the southern city of Kherson. Even Kiev wasn't safe, with local officials reporting that a Russian drone strike killed a teenager during a nighttime barrage on the Ukrainian capital that lasted for hours. The intensified bombings come at a time when the United Nations Refugee Agency says over 14.6 million people in Ukraine, 40% of Ukraine's total population, require urgent humanitarian support. Among them were more than 3.5 million people displaced internally by the full-scale war. More than 6.5 million refugees from Ukraine have been recorded globally. Yet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky fears more suffering is on the way, warning that Russia is planning to send North Korean troops into battle against his country. He said Ukrainian intelligence had determined that the first North Korean military will be used by Russia in combat zones between Sunday and Monday, and that the deployment was an obvious escalating move by Russia. Ahead of their expected arrival, Russia's defense ministry said its forces had taken control of another settlement in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, where it has made advances in recent months. The ministry also reported its air defenses brought down 51 Ukrainian drones over four regions near the border. But Russia has struggled to push Ukrainian forces out of its Kursk border region after an incursion almost 3 months ago. While finance ministers of the Group of Seven Nations vowed on Saturday to step up efforts to prevent Russia from avoiding sanctions, and more Western weapons are underway, there are growing calls to end Europe's deadliest armed conflict since the Second World War. Yet for now, it remains unclear when and how this will be possible, despite a growing humanitarian crisis. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.